It's the Odd Drunk Podcast, a very strange podcast, the drunkest show in the world. It's Jackson and Colton talking out of their ass. We don't care
as long as drinks are poured.
Sometimes we have our friends here. We will talk about anything.
Anything.
We don't care as long as we have beer. And if you let that whiskey ring. Odd Drunk Podcast.
And fried chicken and hot sauce.
Hell yeah.
And some barbecue sauce too to help cool down the hot sauce. Sweet Baby Ray's. Honey barbecue.
I love just a good classic
just a hot wing sauce.
Hot wing sauce.
Buffalo wing sauce, yeah.
But like, you know, at J-Bo's, they do their Dave sauce, which is they mix their barbecue with their hot, their buffalo sauce, and it's not as spicy.
Well, obviously, yeah.
But it's pretty damn tasty though.
Nice. But just yeah, quick shout out to Melinda's creamy sweet ghost pepper sauce. Great stuff if you like spice, but it's not too crazy. But a good wing sauce for sure.
Have to get
anyways.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Odd Drunk Pod.
Welcome.
We are here. Are we here? I don't know. I'll let you answer that question.
I don't know. That is.
And are we just living in a turtle's dream?
Yes. Everyone at some point in their life has to do some soul searching and decide for themselves whether or not the Odd Drunk Podcast is actually real.
Are we just a figment of your imagination?
Yeah.
And are maybe you're on the brink of death and this is the last thing you hear?
Yeah, we're just fever dream.
We also don't apologize. I don't apologize for anything. But we're here. You may have known already if you listen to it or you've seen it. Go check it out. We starting our Wolverine series.
Yes.
Commentaries. We did X-Men Origins last month. And now since it's the end of the month.
Yeah.
And we're doing all the Wolverine movies and Deadpool. Leading up to Deadpool and Wolverine. That's the idea. And wow, what a dramatic shift in quality and tone in the Wolverine series.
It's a wild
even more
series.
So than like X-Men is just all over the place.
Yeah.
In tone and quality.
Like ranging
from
objectively bad to like one
well,
of my
Origins was bad but fun though.
Yeah. But like to like something like Logan, which is like
a the really Dark Knight.
Yeah, it's a really impressive just like piece of
Wolverine.
Cinema.
Yeah, I mean Heath Ledger's performance alone.
Yeah, yeah. Heath Ledger as a ex. What's her as Laura?
Yeah. The Wolverine franchise is all over the place. Hugh Jackman is consistent. He's never all over the place.
Oh, yeah. He's always just Hugh Jackman. Yeah.
And, he's ubiquitous with Wolverine. 25 years at this point, basically. And we talked about that. But, like, that's the saving grace of X-Men Origins Wolverine. It's still Hugh Jackman. You know, it's still... And somewhat the universe you would expect it to be. And yeah, they butchered Deadpool. But going to this one,
they butchered
the Wolverine,
Deadpool, but they did some of the other characters pretty well.
2013's The Wolverine. Directed also by James Mangold, who directed Logan. Which took me a while until I knew that. Until I realized. But I haven't seen this in years. And it's leaps and bounds, at least from what I remember. It's leaps and bounds over X-Men Origins.
It's pretty good from what I remember. It's been
like
a while since
Logan,
I've seen it.
Logan.
No, it's not like an amazing movie, but I do remember when it came out.
It's
when this came
good.
Out, everyone was pretty weary. of it.
Because of X-Men.
And everyone was pleasantly surprised by it.
And it's just cool. It's a cool, like, setting, you know, Japan. And it's cool, like, it's just another adventure of Wolverine type of movie. Yeah. That's what I like. It's just jumping into, like, okay, here's just an adventure in Japan Wolverine went on in between X-Men movies, basically. We'll talk about it more, but we should get started. Not to drag this on. I got some other things to talk about. I was looking at the Battlefront reviews, the new Battlefront on Steam while I was waiting.
Oh, the Classic Collection?
Yeah, the fucking developers made an update saying we'd like to thank the Battlefront community for their overwhelming support and feedback on Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection release. At launch, we experienced critical errors with our network infrastructure. The result was incredibly high ping, matchmaking, etc. It could have been AI. I'm pretty sure it was AI.
It was one step short of an actual apology.
Yeah, a couple steps short. But the people commenting are just savage. They're literally commenting links to the original Battlefronts. Because you can still buy the classic editions.
Yeah.
The You Were the Chosen One meme with Obi-Wan. You know, a lot of good stuff there. So that was amusing. Anyways.
Yeah. Without getting too much into it, the classic collection, the single player is fine. But it's just that the whole selling point was multiplayer.
And they fucked it. And
at launch, they're just
dead on arrival.
Really wasn't any multiplayer. That's how bad it was.
Anyways, let's get into this.
Maybe they'll
movie.
Fix it. We'll see.
Well, it's dead.
Yeah.
If they fix it, no one's coming back. They can
play the classic edition. They need to add some new content to it to get people to come back. They need to do more than
mods.
Just fix it. Yeah.
You can already do that for free.
Yeah.
If you have a PC. If you don't have a PC, sorry.
Well, I'm talking about the console versions and all that too.
Well, even then, I mean,
yeah.
What do people want? Yeah. Anyways, let's get into this. If you haven't listened to one of our commentaries before, this is how it goes. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, play. And you're supposed to hit play when I say play.
Yes.
And
not when I say play. I'm going to say play 2 at a different time to throw you off.
Yeah, so be wary. Pay attention.
Only listen to Jackson.
And we'll sync,
it's a test.
We'll sync up. Yeah, when the 20th century, not 24th century, wow. When the 20th Century Fox logo finishes up there, you know, the drums, you know, the trumpet and the drums and everything.
Yeah.
The classic.
The one.
They changed the name before Disney was like, actually, we don't want to be associated with Fox. But we bought your studio anyways. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. There it goes. There's the drums. There's the logo rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Play.
I mean, it's ubiquitous with movies.
Yes. I miss
There's
miss
the searchlight.
Yeah.
I hope my internet is good to me.
I love a good
Marvel logo.
Oh yeah, I like this Marvel logo. I love
Marvel.
a good movie intro. You know, I went to go see the new Ghostbusters
like production studios.
I went to go see the new Ghostbusters, and they had what's the production studio that does these movies? But it felt good. Yeah.
So this is World War II. Era Wolverine.
Yeah.
Nagasaki, Japan. Right? Or is it Hiroshima?
I don't know which one he's in. Hiroshima was first, but I don't know enough about geography to tell from this shot which bomb this one's.
Please buffer for me. I don't want to watch this in shit quality the whole time. Come on, internet. I mean, if you have to run it at worst quality to do this, I understand. I watched half of Wolverine Origins, and actually, no, that one actually ended up taking care of itself. There he is.
I have pretty decent.
You may wonder how I got myself in this situation.
Yeah, freeze frame. Yep, that's me.
Imagine if it was that kind of movie. Oh, and he's still got the bone claws. That's accurate. That doesn't make much sense. How he cut the chain, I don't know. How he cut the chain, I don't know.
With the sword.
But it was cool. Yeah.
I mean, this movie plays into the fantasy of like samurais and ninjas and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, because that's this arc of Wolverine, the whole samurai arc, the Ronin arc.
Like a katana couldn't cut through barbed wire.
Oh.
I don't care
barbed
how
wire?
Don't care how sharp it is.
Barbed
just...
wire, maybe. Maybe actually, but chains? No.
No, I don't think a katana could cut through barbed wire.
Okay, not military barbed wire.
I don't think any kind
like
of barbed
farm...
wire.
No, like farmland barbed wire. Like
I don't think you could just slice
I
through
think it
any
could.
Kind of barbed wire.
Rusty
with a katana.
Barbed wire, I think.
Maybe you could break the barbed wire, maybe.
But that doesn't count.
But movies tend to portray katanas like they can slice through stuff like a lightsaber.
I will appreciate the costuming and the they're about to commit seppuku or seppuku. We're gonna butcher these pronunciations a lot in this movie. I just want to put that out there. We don't mean anything by it, but it's a Japanese forward movie.
I like the whole like
it's awesome
romanticized Japanese.
See, this is the sequel to Oppenheimer, the Wolverine, and then Godzilla minus one. It's the same universe.
It's all the same
all
universe.
The same universe.
Yes.
Well, Godzilla showed up in Marvel Comics at one point. So you know, and here he comes. Hugh Jackman, great. I mean,
I love Hugh Jackman.
Oh fuck! Now here, that's not how that works.
No,
I know. I said I like this movie. Explosions do not enter blind cavities like the well shown. Even a shallow ditch is sufficient enough to protect from a blast wave. Blind tunnels are used in mines to protect workers from explosions.
Yeah.
So, Wolfie would have been fine here. He wouldn't have been burnt to a crisp. But it's cool.
No, yeah. That, otherwise, you wouldn't be able to have this cool scene where he heals like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a good healing effect. I mean, they've never been bad at the healing effects. Really? Even in Origins, I never thought it was bad.
Yeah.
It gets better, but it's never been bad. And, like, we talked about it a bit, but, like, his claws, never been bad until Origins, where they finally changed it.
And then they made it better
CGI.
In this one again.
Oh, there's Jean.
I forgot
Hi,
that.
I'm Jean. Just kidding.
Hi, Rose Jean.
I'll be back.
All right. Coincidentally,
that was good timing.
She's really hot, by the way. Just gotta say that. I mean, total MILF territory. Is that okay for me to say? Oh, I disappeared. But I mean, come on. I mean,
yeah.
When I coincidentally watched X-Men Last Stand like 3 days ago, because I'm an X-Men kick, because X-Men 97 and it's amazing.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but yeah.
And I really like that Marvel. I mean, obviously, we got Deadpool movie, we got X-Men 97, but they're bringing the X-Men back. They're making it. I mean, let's be real. The Avengers are classic and everything, but the X-Men are way cooler.
Oh, X-Men are way cooler. Yeah. There's a
they
reason.
They just have more interesting abilities. They have the whole like family dynamic, school dynamic. They have, I don't know.
Like, there's a reason why they
X-Men and Spider-Man were the two biggest things in Marvel, yeah, like in the 80s and 90s, for a good reason.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why they waited until Iron Man was a success before they did an Avengers, like, blockbuster. Yeah,
because that was like, oh, you're a nerd. You read the Avengers comics.
Yeah.
X-Men, like, if someone found X-Men comics in your drawer, they'd be like, oh, sick X-Men.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean... But on the other hand, X-Men movies in comparison to Avengers movies, that's a different story. But as far as like the actual comics go,
yeah,
they're gonna do an Avengers versus X-Men movie, and if they do it right, it'll make Civil War look like child's just like kids playing in the playground, you know. If they do it right,
yeah.
What do you think of this look? The whole like nomadic like.
I think it's fine. It's not like an iconic Canadian look or anything like that.
No.
But I mean, Hugh Jackman's a good looking guy and he pulls it off. Like
he pulls, of course he pulls it off, therapist. So he's back in Canada. Slurping up maple syrup.
That's how they pronounce it up there.
Yeah, Canada. That's Canada.
Canada.
Like I said, he's probably got maple syrup in his beard. He's probably got maple syrup in his shoes. He's probably got some Canadian. No, even he wouldn't drink Canadian Mist. Nah, he wouldn't.
No. No, he has some standards. They're not super high standards, but he has some. I could see Wolverine drinking some cheap whiskeys, you know,
but he still has standards.
Yeah,
I think Jim Beam is about as low as he would go.
Yeah, I could see him drinking Jim Beam. Maybe if there was no Jim Beam around, you know, Old Forester, Evan Williams, something like that. Not crazy good quality. If he's really on a budget. Really on a budget. Maybe. Well,
he's living in a cave right now, so.
Well, who says he's living in a cave because he can't afford rent?
Well, canonically, this takes place after Last Stand, right? We don't know how much longer after that. It's kind of vague. But obviously, after he killed Jean and everything, he ended up leaving the X-Men and just going solo.
This movie takes place in that weird time in X-Men film history where they were starting to move away from the original cast, but like hadn't yet committed.
But obviously they're still gonna keep Hugh Jackman, and obviously because he's the only character that makes sense with anyways.
Yeah.
But I think even if it didn't make sense with his character, you know, long live thing, they would still keep Hugh Jackman because why wouldn't you?
Oh yeah.
And then he has to put the bear down. That's not the worst bear I've seen in a film.
It looks like it's a practical, like, puppet. Maybe with some CGI
like I said,
laid over it.
It's not the worst one I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's actually there, so that's good.
That always helps.
Gonna go avenge his bear friend.
Yeah, this is all a distant memory for me.
It's been a while.
I don't
since
know why, but
I've
seen X-Men Origins Wolverine more than this one, even though it's worse in every way.
I mean, I've seen this a few times. I remember watching it on Netflix after it was out of theaters.
See, you know they're in Canada because of the Canadians. Oh.
There's a moose head on the wall.
Yeah. And a Canadian neon sign. And men in flannels.
Ouch.
This kind of reminds me of killed five people. Wow. Oh, yeah, that camp he found. Yeah.
I always am down for a good Wolverine bar fight scene.
Oh, yeah. Just,
it's a classic,
big mistake,
like, trope.
Huge. Well, yeah, even in the Wolverine game reveal, this.
Yeah, it's just bar fight.
Oh, what's her name?
Yukio.
Is it Yukio?
It's Yukio, yeah. Different actress in Deadpool.
Are they the same person?
I don't know. It's implied that they are.
Is that her name? But cool anime hair, you know.
Yeah.
This is cool. Separated. Let me take a look at this cast. Yeah, she plays Yukio. Rella Fukushima. Sorry
Smooth.
If I mispronounce it.
I know I was like kind of hating on the whole Katana slicing through stuff, but I do really like the whole.
They're adamantium, right?
Huh?
They can do that.
Oh yeah. Is the
are
sword...
they adamantium blades?
Is... Maybe they are. Maybe it is.
I think this whole clan has like adamantium stuff.
Right. Yeah. No, but I.
Silver Samurai, like his armor is adamantium, etc. Right.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember if they all have it. But...
Yeah. No, but I do really like the whole, like, romanticized Japanese, like, samurai stuff. It is fun.
Well, yeah, it's fun.
So if you hear
it's
me,
cool.
If you hear me nitpick stuff, it's not because I don't think it's fun. It's just because I'm an asshole.
We have to.
We're a podcast. We have to.
Yeah, we have a podcast that doesn't nitpick. Oh, that's the Last Stand pictures, yeah. That movie, with its flaws, is actually pretty damn good.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
I would say my main complaint with those X-Men movies, though, there's, and understandably so Wolverine-centric.
Yeah.
I mean, other team members get time to shine, but like, I told you about this earlier. Like in X-Men 97, Cyclops gets a lot of credit and gets to do a lot of cool stuff.
Nice.
He barely gets to do anything in those movies, Cyclops.
Well, it's what's cool about the X-Men in general is that like it's a really like colorful cast of characters that, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some of
and
them are blue.
They're all interesting. Yeah. Some of them are blue, some of them are also blue. There's several blue ones.
There's numerous blue ones.
Some
of them are just straight white males.
Yeah.
And others are
straight white women. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some of those too.
No, actually, I mean, but seriously though. the X-Men was always diverse and always supposed to be because they represented civil rights movement.
Yeah.
Professor X represented Martin Luther King. Magneto was Malcolm X. It's all a metaphor. And anyone that's like, the X-Men are, Marvel in general is getting too political and blah, blah, blah. It's like they've always been.
I did see something.
X-Men is, especially the X-Men.
I did see something about with the X-Men 97. People were complaining about Gambit wearing a crop top and how that's makes him gay and how they're woke now. And people were responding to that just being like, have you literally seen any X-Men media before?
Yeah.
First, like both and, in the response to it's a Japanese whiskey there. Nice. What's it called?
That's good stuff.
I don't remember what it's called. I can't read it there, but yeah. That stuff's good. If you've ever had
Japan has good whiskey.
People are like, first of all, if you've seen any X-Men, you would know that they are, it is a very progressive, like, franchise.
Yeah, it's always.
And
been.
Also, and, are you telling me that you didn't, that Gambit wasn't even a little bit gay before?
Yeah.
He's Gambit.
Well, and then other people, rightfully so, complain about Rogue's lack of cape in the new version.
Mm.
Booty.
Yeah.
You've seen the shot with her, like, on the ground by Apocalypse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a different time.
I don't know. I haven't watched 97 yet, but from the clips I've seen, the character designs look fantastic.
Oh, it's, yeah,
just
it's
killer. Yeah.
Like I told you, like I texted you. It's, I mean, yeah, it's one of Marvel Animation's best, especially modern. And if the movie is anything like that, I mean, the new version, you know, it should be a hit. But it also shows that, I mean, and shows like Invincible and stuff like that, and even the Batman animated series, the Justice League series, they all show that sometimes animation is just the better way to go for these characters, for to adapt these comic storylines, all this stuff. Because you don't blow up the budget because you have infinite budget. Not really, but you kind of do. You know, you can just put all those artists in a sweatshop.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, you can do a lot more of animation and be, you know, exactly faithful to the comics. While in live action, it's never going to be perfectly faithful to the comics. I mean, neither is animation, but animation's going to be a lot closer because, you know.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's like the manga to the anime to the live action. It's the same kind of concept. But, so they're sparring. He's all right. Yeah. Getting a little warm. But we forgot something.
Oh, yeah.
Tis. What are you drinking?
What am I drinking? I'm taking it easy tonight. I actually have a non-alcoholic brew.
All right.
I have from Athletic Brewing. I've had them on the show before. This is the Free Wave Hazy IPA. It's good. Non-alcoholic beer, kind of tastes like a non-alcoholic beer, but it's a good one. So,
a good one.
Yeah, you know how it's like non-alcoholic beers have that, there's that flavor that they kind of all have.
That aftertaste.
Yeah.
All have it. But some of them have it worse than others.
Yeah. Well, I think the good ones kind of embrace it a bit and kind of work with the aftertaste.
Include it with the flavor. Yeah.
And that's where I think this one is. It's like, it knows what it is. It knows it's not trying to taste like a regular beer. It's just trying to be tasty. And it is. It's pretty good.
Right. I've got an alcoholic beverage. I had it the last time, or in the last episode, Full Moon, from Mud Shark Brewery out of Lake Havasu City.
Hell yeah.
And it's basically Blue Moon, but a little better, I think.
Nice. Blue Moon, but a little better? That sounds delicious. Beer. Yeah, because I like Blue Moon. I like this here.
Oh, yeah, clean them and everything, yeah.
You have to bathe him, yeah.
I don't think there's one. Is Logan the only one where he's not bare at buck ass naked?
Huh?
Logan, I mean, Hugh Jackman, Wolverine.
No, I'm pretty sure you do see him. Wait, no, maybe.
Do you see his ass in Logan?
I thought you did. Maybe you don't.
Maybe the clone ones. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was like maybe the clone one is nude at some point.
Now that's peak Wolverine hair. That's how it should be in the Deadpool movie. Not too ridiculous, you know, something that someone would have.
No, that's a good, this is a good look in this movie.
Yeah. No, it's the kind of classic look. I want a bed like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, really, I know, because that'd be quite cold.
She has, like, poison abilities or something like that, doesn't she?
He...
Something like that.
...is dying of cancer.
No, no, the doctor, the or lady. Something like that. The lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's, like, poison ivy light or something. Mutant equivalent of it or whatever. So he has two parasites in his. I forget everything.
Yeah.
I just know he wants Wolverine for his blood, for his powers.
Yeah, he wants the healing powers. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you owe me one. Or why would he owe him one? He wants to repay him by allowing him death because that's what he always wanted.
Yeah, whatever. That's how he views it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Wolverine just kind of says that in passing, but I don't think he really means it.
Yeah. Like he's
even in Logan, he really didn't want to die when he was on that tree stump.
Yeah,
but
like
he accepted it.
He says it. Yeah, he says it because he's a grumpy guy, but he's not.
Yeah, it's like how we joke around about it.
He's not suicidal. Like,
actually, I do like living forever. It's pretty sweet.
He's not immortal because of what they did to him.
Adamantium or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, memory loss. Maybe he thinks that's how he got his powers. I don't know.
True, maybe,
I don't think he remembers anything until... I don't know, doesn't Professor X unlock a lot of his memory or whatever?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Or he tries to.
Yeah, I think he has some more memories now.
But it's interesting to think about. Maybe this is what kind of started him on the path to Logan.
Possibly, yeah.
Where his healing factor's not working as good and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's kind of a theme in this one, is healing factor's not working as good.
Well, because they poison him.
Yeah.
But I know it's the stuff they're putting in the food in the Logan timeline, but...
Yeah, the GMOs and all that shit.
Does that connect The Last Stand with that kid? Remember when they had the mutant cure? Are they putting that
know.
In the food?
I don't know.
Because this is part of the original X-Men timeline leading up to Days of Future Past. Days of Future Past happen.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
But the timeline corrects itself, and mutants still go on the brink of extinction, and Logan. It's like Back to the... Or no, it's... not Back to the Future logic. It's, I guess it's its own logic, because I think I remember Beast explaining that time's like a river, and you put a rock in there, but it still flows the same direction.
Yeah. It's confusing.
Yeah.
It's one of those franchises where it's best not to think about it too much.
Also, I haven't read it, but I've heard the Wolverine Goes to Japan comics are really good. I forget what it's called, like the run or whatever.
Yeah. But... I know, it's like that's a part of Wolverine's like story in the comics. There's that whole story arc. And this is the only time they even hint at it. in any of the movies.
Yeah, it's still not a direct adaptation of that, but
yeah.
Because, like, in the comic, he fights, like, 1,000 Foot Clan ninjas or whatever. Like, it's connected to the Foot Clan, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of have that. I mean, he fights Yakuza guys and stuff.
Well, he also, like, at the end, before the CGI fight, fights a bunch of ninjas.
This movie kind of starts to tank around the third act.
Yeah, that's what I remember about this. It's like, I mean, it doesn't totally tank.
We'll talk about it later, but I do like that he fights a villain that's not just like, oh, he's Sabretooth, or just like Wolverine, but mean.
Yeah.
Or meaner, grumpier. Because that's like a comic book movie curse. Oh, yeah. Spider-Man fight. Well... Actually, Spider-Man didn't have that problem as much until Venom. But like, oh, Hulk fights a bigger, meaner, uglier Hulk.
Yeah.
The Abomination. Iron Man fights a bigger, meaner, uglier Iron Man. Jeff Bridges. Captain America fights, well, Red Skull, ugly Captain.
Yeah.
Again, they should bring her back. What's her name? Yeah. Famke Janssen? Famke Janssen? I don't know. Oh, the Poison Lady. It's a trick.
Oh,
but if they're
yeah.
going to bring all these people back, they should bring her back for, like, Secret Wars or whatever. Or Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Because I thought she was a really good Jean Grey. And hot. So, and Jean Grey has to have this aspect.
Yeah, it's pretty integral to her character.
Yeah. Well, actually, 9 out of 10 female X-Men characters kind of have which I know that's sexist and they're stereotypical and everything, but it's just part of it. So
X-Men, you know,
she's
all
Dutch.
I'd say all of the characters, not just the female characters, even the male characters. X-Men goes
unless
the approach
they're like,
of
oh, unless they're like Nightcrawler or Toad,
yeah.
But even Nightcrawler's handsome.
X-Men typically takes the approach
usually.
Of every character is either unbelievably ugly or supermodel.
Yeah, a monster.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Fantastic Four, where everyone's basically hot in their mid-30s or 40s.
Yeah.
And then you have the Thing, rock guy.
Yeah.
So... she is 59 now. Not her, but Jean Grey. Famke Janssen. She's 59.
Yeah, if Hugh Jackman can still do it, she can still do it.
Yeah. No, they should totally bring it back. Who's this guy again?
Ninja Man? I don't know.
Yes, classic character.
He's some sort of ninja person.
Like, imagine all the content we would have got, how much better it would have been. Maybe not necessarily objectively better, but how much cooler it would have been if Hugh Jackman has always been in the greater MCU and everything, interacting with different characters. Like, imagine if Ronin showed up, like Hawkeye Ronin. Or imagine if they did a Captain America Wolverine World War II movie. That would be fucking insane. Yeah,
that would be cool. That'd
did
be
you
really
see
cool.
They're doing a Captain America Black Panther World War II action adventure game?
Yeah, I saw something about that. That
like
sounds
in this,
cool.
And it's the director from the Uncharted games.
Yeah.
So that gives me hopes.
And I like the idea that they're doing a World War II
dude,
Captain
he's
America
like in
game
everything.
With Black Panther in it. That's cool.
He is in everything. He was in John Wick. He
Yeah.
was in Ringu, the first the Japanese Ring movie.
Ah.
He gets killed by the ring.
Yeah. No,
Spoiler
I've yeah,
alert.
he's been in tons of stuff. There's a few Japanese actors who are just in a lot of American movies.
Yeah. Well, rightfully so. Yeah, Hiroyuki Sanada. Yeah, he's awesome. Wait, no. Yeah, him. Yeah, he's awesome. No, and he's so good in the new John Wick and everything.
Hell yeah.
And Donnie Yen's in the new John Wick.
I love Donnie Yen.
Yeah, it's telling you, if you haven't seen it yet, gotta check out the new John Wick Chapter 4. They showed him earlier, but I just now recognize that it was him.
Yeah. He was the
This
guy
guy's
that
like
was.
Archer guy. He's like Hawkeye, the Silver Samurai. That's a character I know. I remember unlocking the Lego version in the Lego Marvel game. Silver Samurai, I don't know much. I do know this is similar to the comics where he has, but it's different where he doesn't try to steal Wolverine's powers, or maybe he does, but he has the special magical blade that will cancel out any mutant ability, or any ability, yeah, mutant abilities. So, like, you get cut with it, it nullifies whatever ability you have. So he could cut through Colossus.
Oh,
Like, he
wow,
could
yeah.
damage him with his blade. So therefore, Wolverine, it nullifies his healing factor.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like an epic fight between them. Because really... Oh, fuck. Did he already do the thing? Is he already having issues here?
Yeah, the
I can't
poison,
remember.
the poison lady, like...
Oh, the poison lady. Yeah, she put the fucking parasite in him.
Yeah.
It's
So
just
these are
flowed,
like,
though, right? At this point.
Yeah, these are like Yakuza dudes. Something like that.
No, I mean, but like, his healing factor's just slowed right now? Or is it
something like that, yeah.
Non-existent? Well, there has to be somewhat there, because he would have been pretty much toast otherwise.
Well, I mean,
And
part of me wants to say also, like, he's... Because, like, even when his healing factor is working, he still feels pain and stuff. So he's probably
yeah,
just
he still feels it.
He's so used to just taking bullets that
Yeah.
Even if the healing factor is not working, he can still kind of just take bullets.
Power through it, yeah. Oh, yeah, the kiss of death thing. Oh, the weird tongue thing. Acid. Yeah. I forgot about that. It's a viper, right?
Yeah.
Man, if only this came out after Deadpool or whatever, so it could have been rated R. I mean, any kind of Wolverine media. And usually in the cartoons, he's only slicing up robots or maybe monsters or whatever. But like any kind of Wolverine media outside of that has to be, in my opinion, rated R.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's just his character. Guy, yeah. He's man with claws that cut people in half, you know.
I like how the Archer guy is like helping him, but then like stop there for a moment is like, oh, he's got this actually.
Then when we get around to Logan, we'll see what that could have been the whole time. And the only thing that kind of disappoints me about Logan is we get this like old weaker version until he gets the green juice. But I know they're speaking Japanese because I heard it, and it also told me they're speaking Japanese. See, like there, even if there was just some blood effects, that would add so much more impact to it. But it's not at their fault, really, because that wasn't a popular... You wanted to make money back on this, and at this point, they were still considered children... Well, not children's movies, per se, but you wanted kids to go with their parents and parents to take their kids and et cetera for a bigger box office, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then Deadpool showed us that, no, you can do an R-rated thing. Maybe it won't have as good returns, but if it can have, you know, make twice the budget and whatever, you can do it. But these are still cool fight sequences. Like, the editing's a little jumpy.
Oh, I like coming up here. I think it's soon up here. They fight on the bullet
train. Bullet train fight?
That's a great one. Yeah. Unnecessary. You didn't need to jump over it, dude.
But it's cool.
You didn't save any time by doing that. This guy's just like cooler Hawkeye.
Yeah, he's doing like flips and stuff. Jeremy Renner's not doing flips.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I like Jeremy Renner, and I like Hawkeye. I think comic book Hawkeye is very cool.
He's more like this.
Yeah. Nice.
Doing flips and running around on buildings and stuff. I mean, he does the swing into the window thing. He does the trick arrows.
And you know what? The Hawkeye TV show made me like that version of Hawkeye more.
Because he's a dad?
Yeah, he's just a grumpy dad. But this guy is cooler.
Also, Wolverine's got the John Wick look before John Wick.
Yeah, it's true.
All black. We're safe. Oh, there's some blood there.
Here's a fun thing is Silver Samurai has been a member of Big Hero 6.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Hero 6 is technically
it's Marvel,
Marvel,
yeah.
Marvel, right?
Yeah. Although the Disney movie is with the exception of a few of the names of some of the characters, is nothing like the comic book.
Well, the Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah.
Maybe it was pretty good, but I kind of forgot about it.
I like it. I do forget about it, but I've seen it again recently. It's pretty good. Although it suffers from the problem that a lot of Disney movies have of
villain.
Unnecessary twist villain, yeah.
Unnecessary and extremely obvious.
Well, I don't... That one has the mistake of it's the opposite of extremely obvious. It may no, it, but for to me, the point
you
of,
know when they introduce the guy that's like everybody trusts and everything, he's gonna be the twist villain.
Yeah, well, it's because the guy who ends up being the twist villain you think is dead very early in the movie.
Oh, that too. Yeah,
that's like part of the character's motivation. So,
and it's like, whoa, it's I'm like, alive and I'm bad.
It's one of those twist villains where they didn't set it up properly, so it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
that's me and my fiance. Like we like the movie Luca. It's on Disney Plus.
Does it have a twist villain?
No, that's one of the reasons we like it. It's just the bad guy is just a bully and an asshole.
Does it have?
And he's an asshole from the beginning of the movie, from the first scene he's in, the way until the end. And there's never a
does
twist
it have,
villain.
Does it have you lied to me moment?
It does have a moment of betrayal in it.
Of course, they always.
But as far as Pixar and Disney movies go, it's pretty lightweight. It's just a movie about two sea monsters who want to win a race. So
spend
that
a summer in Italy.
Yeah, so that they can buy a Vespa. That's it.
Yeah,
that's really it.
Oh, they're both sea monsters.
The two main boys are sea monsters. Yeah.
Did we miss the bit where he pushed the guy on the sign?
Like off of the bullet train?
Yeah.
I don't.
Did we talk through that?
No, they haven't gotten there yet.
That hasn't happened yet.
No, because they get on the bullet train and then another fight scene happens.
Then the bullet train fight happens. I like how he just got thrown into this whole like huge like family drama clan feud.
Yeah,
with the Yakuza and all this shit going on.
He's also like,
and
why am
like,
I not
this
healing?
Is just, I'm just doing this now. And yeah, he's not healing.
Well, that's one of the things I like about Wolverine is he's one of those characters that he acts like he doesn't give a shit. But then when you thrust him into a situation, he kind of just goes along with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he truly actually doesn't give a shit, but also at the same time can't really help but getting involved.
Oh yeah, he always gets involved in shit. Here we go.
This is great.
I'm going to drink a little rum. By the way, I bamboo rum.
Nice.
No, yeah, this is one of the best sequences.
This is a great fight scene. Yeah. I love
yeah,
a fight
I mean,
scene that
punched him.
Like, I love a fight scene that has a gimmick to it. Even if the gimmick is like that it's on a bullet train, you know, where the fight scene is. But those are always
so many train fights.
Those are always my favorite fight scenes. That have some sort of constraint.
Oh, fuck.
That ends up being a gimmick.
And, you know, I get it. Giving him the parasite, it adds more stakes to the film. Because here he's not fighting Sabretooth or, like, other mutants. He's just fighting Yakuza guys.
Yeah, I guess it's the movie's way of kind of nerfing him a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's exactly what
yeah.
it is.
For the sake of dramatic tension in the fight scenes. Because otherwise he could really just tear through these guys.
And he could just, like, he wouldn't be worrying as much. Like, because a lot of times Wolverine will just take hits because he knows he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, like, here, if he got hit by one of the fucking signs, yeah, he'd probably be toast.
I think it comes up here.
Really fucked up, at least. Oh yeah.
That's great. That's such a good one.
Wait, he's still alive?
No, that was a different guy.
Oh, a different guy. Okay.
Oh, and this is cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's sick. I don't know if the physics exactly line up there, but that's sick.
Yeah. All the people in the cars there.
What do you think of the claws in this? They're practical? I mean, there's CGI in there.
I think there's definitely CGI. I bet there's practical in at least some of the shots, though.
Because it's night and day between Origins Wolverine and this one.
Yeah. If they're CGI, they're way more well done.
Well, because, and that's another thing that's baffling about them. Metal, like metal surfaces and stuff like that, is one of the easiest things to
Yeah.
CGI to make convincing. That's why the Transformers movies have aged so well. I mean, say what you want about them, about the writing, about Michael Bay, but like the original Transformers movie has aged incredibly well, effects wise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And like the original Iron Man movie, because it's metal surfaces, like the shot of him getting in the Mark II and everything,
Yeah.
Like it looks better than a lot of stuff that's coming out now. You know, so.
I love how he doesn't speak
Human.
Japanese at all.
No.
And he's not
Like
even,
comic
he's
book
not like.
versions and whatever of Wolverine knows Japanese. He probably
Yeah.
knows Spanish, Japanese, probably German his time of the war, you know.
But Hugh Jackman Wolverine is the type of guy that thinks that if
Doesn't
you talk
bother.
slowly enough, people will get it.
Understand, yeah.
Yeah.
He speaks Canadian. In Canadian only. A. Imagine if Wolverine spoke like that. I know there was version of Wolverine where he's an Alpha Flight or whatever. He has like the Canadian outfit.
We should just
Honestly,
get one of the guys from Letterkenny to be the new Wolverine.
Well, I've heard people talking about that. Or imagine if Hugh Jackman didn't bother to cover his Aussie accent.
Yeah.
It
It's
just went
Australian.
Extremely Australian the whole time. Because if you hear Hugh Jackman in any of the interviews, yeah, he's definitely Australian.
Yeah. good
But he's
shot of
good
him
at
brooding
acting.
in the rain.
Of course. I mean, it messed up his hair, but.
Yeah.
I'll have to get some gel. Or maybe some. You think he's a. He uses mousse? And not just because Canada, but. This. You think he's a mousse guy, a gel guy? You think he gels then hairsprays? Do you think.
I bet he does.
I don't think he bothers with hairspray, but I think he would if it was accessible.
Yeah, like he's not worried about it if he doesn't have any, but if it's there,
he'll use it.
He'll
Yeah.
definitely use it. Yeah.
So is this okay? Is this actually Jean Grey speaking to him telekinetically through the afterlife or whatever?
I don't know.
Because like those Omega level. Mutants, like their conscious lives on type of thing. Like Professor X transfers his mind into people's different bodies and whatever to survive and whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think she transferred part of her conscious in to Logan? Like that's possible.
It is, yeah, no, it's definitely
Like she
within the
built
realms of
she
something Jean Grey could do. Yeah.
He put her own conscious into him as like a, because, oh, this guy will live forever probably. So if there's ever a chance I can hop out of his body into some,
yeah.
That would be a cool idea.
Or it's possible that something like that happened, but not on purpose because
right,
of the
just a
whole Phoenix
piece of it or
situation
whatever.
and all that.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't do it purposefully.
Yeah.
Just like her mind kind of latched
Yeah.
onto him in that moment when he had to kill her.
Yeah. Also, they poorly explain the whole Phoenix thing in the movie. Oh,
yeah, that's...
It's nothing like the comics. It's just like, oh yeah, this is just like... something that happens, you know.
Yeah.
She gets in her... this is her time of the month type of thing. I don't want to make that kind of joke. But Professor X basically did for me in that movie.
And I haven't Patrick seen Stewart, Dark Phoenix, dog. But I've heard it's pretty bad.
I mean, I heard they try to do kind of more like the comics where it's the cosmic force and whatever, but
yeah.
But I also heard that movie's really bad. And it's the only X-Men film I haven't seen.
Also, I don't like Sophie Turner as an actress.
Not a good gene, no.
Yeah. I don't know anything about her as a person. I'm not saying I don't like her as a
just
person.
Just not a... no, that's...
I've always thought she was a very stiff actress. Like...
yeah. And...
like, it kind of worked in Game of Thrones when she was in
also,
that
what do
because...
think of Jennifer Lawrence's...
like, the character.
Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique. What do you think of that? I think she's good.
She's fine. Like, she's fine as Mystique.
But compared to the original version, I don't know, man.
I think it's more like when she...
she doesn't do the... I get it. She didn't want to do all the makeup. But
yeah.
She's usually in human form.
Well,
and then same thing with Beast, Nicholas Holt.
Yeah.
He's usually in human form.
Like, well, with Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique, it's like... I think I appreciate that they made her more of a morally gray character in those movies.
Mystique is.
But I struggle to believe Jennifer Lawrence as someone who could just... I struggle she's not believable as like a villain. I don't think she pulls that off very well. Like she's...
oh, she has claws too?
I guess so. But yeah, like some actors and actresses like are more believable
He's
as
Viper.
A hero or a villain, you know. And
isn't Viper a Hydra agent sometimes?
I don't know.
Or is she in the Serpent Society?
I don't remember.
Oh no, she's been in both. Okay. She was Madame Hydra. Yeah, so she's definitely Hydra. So if this was MCU, it'd be like, oh yeah, she's Hydra. Her first appearance was in Captain America 110, 1969. She is a mutant. Immune to most forms of toxins and venoms, skilled martial artist, swordsman, marksman, excellent strategist, tactician, poison tip throwing dart, knives, guns, and whips. So I don't think... so her actual... it's probably changed in the comics, though.
Yeah.
She has snake motif weapons, venomous darts, and artificial fangs filled with poison. I think in this, it's just like, oh, she just has poison fangs.
Yeah.
Not artificial ones.
I mean, sounds like one of those characters where when she was first introduced, her abilities were vague enough that...
well, she's immune to poison, so she has poison gadgets and whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
But in this...
well, movie, I saw something recently that, but like with the X-Men in the very, very early issues, some of the powers were so vague. So like one of the early issues of X-Men, Magneto like does like a astral projection, like using his mind type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just because like in those early issues, Professor X didn't have telepathy. He just had the most powerful mind, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And so it took them a while to like nail down all the powers.
I always love the explanation for Cyclops. His eyes are portal to a different dimension or whatever.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if that's still... I don't think it's still canon. I don't remember, but but they have never gotten Cyclops' powers right in the movies. It's always like heat vision. It's always lasers, and that's not what it is technically.
No, it's like kinetic energy or something like that.
Yeah, it's just like,
isn't it?
A blast. It's like, yeah, like kinetic energy, just force.
Like a concentrated explosion.
Yeah, that's a good way to
something like that, yeah.
And they do that in the show. And he does a cool superhero landing.
Nice.
Like he's diving through the air and then he uses his eye beams to slow himself down. It's really rad.
Nice.
yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. What's happening in this movie again?
They went somewhere to be safe. I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie. This movie has cool moments and everything. But it's kind of one of those movies where it's in the middle of ground where it's like X-Men Origins was fun to make fun of and like to rant about. This one is just like, yeah, it's good, but it's easy to get distracted because it's not like amazing. So it's just kind of middle ground. I wouldn't say it's meh. I wouldn't say it's mid even, but it's
no, I think like, it's good. It's just
not good enough. Is that what we're saying? And it's not bad enough.
Well, I bet they're drinking sake out of that bottle there. That looks
I
like a sake bottle.
I thought about getting some specifically for this.
I probably should have. We'll do another Godzilla movie
and drink sake.
Yeah, I love sake. It's one of my favorite drinks. I love it. I like it hot. And I know
I like it cold, but
I know that like drinking it hot masks a lot of the flavor. So it's like it's kind of a waste to drink good quality sake hot. But I like it.
Yeah, you
I'm a fan.
I don't want to do it with like $60 bottle or $80 bottle.
Yeah. No, I've had some really, really nice sakes that I've had to do with like tastings through like liquor reps and stuff.
He is not Japanese, you got that right. You know what I've always liked about I always like their dojos, their homes.
Yeah.
I would love to live in one of those.
It's pretty classy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's you sit around.
Look at this. He's got that library in the back there. That's a.
It just seems cozy.
It's a sexy looking library.
Like, even in the Ring movie, when she was crawling out of the TV, I was like, that looks like a cozy apartment. Until she started crawling out of the TV, of course.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't so cozy. Dude, the original Ring, Ringu, terrifying. Way scarier, way more disturbing than the American version. The American version is good, but the original version just has the tone, the way it's filmed.
Yeah. Like how he cut himself with a razor.
I'd recommend it.
And
you're not even a horror guy, and I would recommend watching it.
Hell yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I'm not necessarily a horror guy, but if it's an interesting movie, I'm down.
Yeah.
There's a movie coming out. There's a movie coming out soon that I think looks kind of interesting. It's like, a TV show. Like the setting is like a TV show in like the 70s, doing an interview with the devil, or something like that. And it looks just like a.
I think there was a bit of controversy with that one.
Yeah.
Well, I think because they used AI imagery in part of it.
Oh, that's a shame.
But that's it.
It looks like an interesting concept.
Well, it was like
though.
For a background, I think. It was like a picture in the background that was AI imagery. Not a big deal.
No, that's not a huge deal.
You know, with AI, you know, with anything, with any emerging technology like that, or like with sampling back in the day where everybody was going crazy with it, and then they started, like, you pissed off the wrong entity and corporate entity, or and then it becomes regulated and everything. That's what's going to happen with AI. I don't think we have to be as scared. Because as soon as someone makes an AI thing in a big budget movie that happens to like take something from Disney or something like that,
oh,
they're
yeah.
going to get sued. They're going to, and then that's going to establish a precedent in which, they're going to have to put in some kind of system with AI where you like check different boxes. And each box is like what it takes from to make the image or whatever, the video or anything.
Yeah.
Then you pay the fee. You pay the fee. You basically pay the royalties or fee based on what the AI pulled from. And that's going to take time to implement that type of thing. But that's what that's what's going to have to happen, I think.
Also, yeah.
Because it's a useful tool and you shouldn't take away a tool, especially, and now that it exists, it's not going back. I mean, it's not going away.
Yeah.
So I think it can be used as a creative and artistic tool as long as it's regulated and as long as whatever it's taking from, those people are getting credit.
And it's also like,
if that's the case,
we've already started. The other thing is we've already started to see how it's honestly really easy to spot when something's been made with AI.
Well, give it another few years, it won't be as much.
Well, I don't think I think it's going to be more than just a few years before that. And the reason
it'll be a little longer.
Well, the reason
I mean,
is
I think
because there's certain,
the hands are always weird.
Well, hands, but I mean, those all sorts of things, and it's because there are certain things that the AI, while it's generating images, it just doesn't understand. Like, it's always going to mess stuff up because the AI doesn't understand what exactly it is it's generating.
And there does seem to be an aesthetic that a lot of the AI imagery I see uses.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like,
no,
a...
right now I know it. As soon as I see it, I'm like, that's AI imagery.
Yeah.
I don't even have to like go with a fine tooth comb. Like, I know it is.
Well, there is,
it's
not
inherent.
Too long ago, there was
but
a study.
I would also disagree with you that, like, have you seen how far AI video has progressed just like since a year ago?
Well, I mean, yeah, the images are getting better, but also, so there was a study that was done recently that was like, it was talking about an AI. So, you know, the game Go, it's a, like a board chess, like board game with little marbles.
Damn, that's
funny. They have an AI that's like grandmaster, like the hardest AI to beat in the world can beat the best players in the world at this game.
Right.
But these people did a study where they figured out a very basic strategy that even beginner like you or me could use a strategy and beat this AI. And what they found was the reason why the AI, why you can use a strategy is because the AI might know what the next optimal move is, but it doesn't understand the basic concept of what the game actually is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it
so,
doesn't know what anything actually is. It just
so
takes information and spits it out.
Yeah. So that's why I say I think we're more than just a few years away from AI being so good that you can't ever spot it. Because
yeah, but I
you
think
might
I would
say
in
AI,
our
well,
the
you
next
might
generation's time, like our children and their grand, especially by the time we get to their grandchildren, our grandchildren, I think it's going to be indistinguishable.
Oh yeah, by that point, maybe,
you're gonna
but
it's
like,
gonna have a watermark. It's
yeah.
I mean, you're gonna know only because they're required.
Yeah.
To let you.
Yeah, but I mean that by that point maybe, but like at least not within the next few years, because it's like AI, say the
right.
image generating struggles with hands. Why does it struggle with hands? Because it doesn't know what
hey,
hands
I struggle
are.
With hands.
Yeah, well, hands are hard, but also the AI
hard.
Doesn't understand conceptually
the
what
concept.
a
Yeah.
hand is.
What a person is.
It only
what
knows what information it's spitting out, and it doesn't even know the information spitting out. It's just out spitting out information.
And if anything, yeah, it should be used as a tool, but not as a replacement, not as the art. It should be used as much as an equivalent of a digital paintbrush. Like, yeah. You have the AI give you a base landscape or whatever, then you add on to it and you fix it and you make it something good. Anyways, Wolverine. excuse our tangent there.
I like how he's putting on the kimono. He just starts tying it like a knot.
And I've got to tell you,
he doesn't know any better.
I would be undoing his kimono. I would be fixing it for him.
Oh, yeah.
In this situation. Are they going to?
I think they do.
Are they going to bang?
I think they do. I don't remember.
I assume they do. Because Wolverine's a dirty dog, you know? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's a real root rat, you know, this character.
He's like one of those characters where, like, he doesn't let people get close to him emotionally. But the moment someone does,
he's dropping his pants.
Exactly.
Or they're dropping their pants.
Or both. Hopefully both. And not just one or the other. Yeah.
Both is happening right now, I think. Sure. A guy like Wolverine that's like 200 or however old he is in this point in the timeline, he's got to have a lot of children just out there. Like weird mutant freaks. Maybe some of them are just regular men.
Yeah, just guys just out there. Yeah.
They didn't get the gene or whatever. it skips a generation or whatever. I know there's a son of Wolverine in the comics, and it's really stupid. It's like the trope of, oh, let's make the new character more powerful than the original. It's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, he has heat-based claws or whatever. I think they gave that to Wolverine for a little while. I don't know if he still has it, where he can heat up his claws.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like a new ability he developed while he was he is essentially frozen in adamantium. Oh, shit.
Just imagining shit.
In the comics, the death of Wolverine, he becomes encased in adamantium. So, like, and he didn't have his healing abilities or whatever. But then eventually he comes back and he, like, melts through it. I feel like the length of his claws is a little bit inconsistent in films.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Here, also the shape of his claws is sometimes different. Like, his claws in this movie are a lot sleeker, kind of more knife-like than they are in
Origins. Oh, they're thick in Origins. Yeah, they're thick.
So, like, the shape of his claws is also changes from movie to movie.
Yeah. I like these claws.
I do, too. Yeah.
I will say.
Those have to be a practical and then, like, prop. Because she's, like,
those are.
Them. Yeah.
And it works. I don't know why you want to use it. I mean, because all you have to do is just edit out the little part where he's holding the... because you can buy those on Etsy.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to do a Wolverine costume, it could be so easy.
Corridor Crew, yeah, you could... recently did a thing where they, like, used clips of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and put Danny DeVito into all the X-Men movies as Wolverine.
Oh, really?
But they, awesome. in the behind-the-scenes stuff, they were running around on their set with practical claws.
Yeah.
Like, because you can just buy them.
But honestly, like, a Wolverine costume, you could do the full comic book get-up if you really wanted to. Or you could just do a wife beat. Well, I hate saying that. You could do the tank top and jeans.
Was it a type A?
And then the practical claws.
What are they called?
Or you could do the letter jacket version. Or you could do flannel version. Or you could do There's so many versions. As long as you have the claws and the hair right, and hopefully the facial hair, you're good. Well, and also the physique. So that makes it a bit harder, a lot harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
But costuming wise,
yeah, I could do a Wolverine costume, but it'd be Wolverine with a little bit of a beer gut.
Well, and also it's you. Like, no matter how hard you try, you're not going to look like Hugh Jackman.
No, no.
And
shame,
I know,
but
Wolverine's not just Hugh Jackman, but let's be real. Wolverine is Hugh Jackman and vice versa.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's too tall for the character. That's his only problem. But yeah, but also, who really cares? Yes, the Danny DeVito version. would be great. I hope he's a Wolverine variant. Please,
that would be,
just throw
yeah.
that, just a quick, even if it's just like Deadpool runs into a universe real quick and it's Danny DeVito Wolverine. Like, and not even like,
I would want to see a quick, just a quick, like, blink and you'll miss it shot where it's just all of the actors from It's Always Sunny as the X-Men.
That'd be amazing. Well, that's possible.
Glenn
that's
Howerton
actually possible
as Cyclops, you
because
know?
Rob McKinley and Ryan Reynolds are like buddies because they bought Wrexham together and everything, and they're close. Like, they were at the Super Bowl together, I think, and it's definitely possible that they throw him in there.
That would be amazing. Let's see, you know,
like,
Charlie
Day is Cyclops. Okay, who would be who? Charlie,
I think Glenn,
no.
Glenn Howerton.
Glenn Howerton would be Cyclops.
Would be Cyclops, yeah.
obviously Danny DeVito would be Wolverine.
Yeah.
Mac, he could be Gambit with the duster.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, Gambit would
be
good.
He'd
be
Gambit. D would be the Phoenix, but Bird. Because Phoenix equals Bird.
And then Charlie would be
Charlie is kind of,
and Professor
Beast?
X.
Oh, in the wheelchair.
Yeah, just put him in a wheelchair with bald cap, a really like poorly applied bald cap.
I could see that. Yeah. And then the McPoyles would be like the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. Like Toad and Blob or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no. Charlie could be Nightcrawler.
Oh, because he plays Nightcrawlers.
He plays Nightcrawlers, yeah.
Yes.
But
he's just like painted blue shittily and has like a cardboard tail or something stupid.
Yeah.
And like, he just throws smoke bombs at people when he's teleport or whatever he would have. Like, he just like throws sand in your eyes.
Yes, pocket sand.
Pocket sand. Oh, who would Cricket be? He would be like Toad, or he would be like,
yeah.
He one of the gross ones. Mac would definitely be Gambit, though.
Yeah, yeah.
He and Dennis would be Cyclops. Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
That'd be fun. So she had a vision that he of him dying.
Yeah, and I know we were talking over that, but doesn't she say you die of your heart in your hand or whatever?
Yeah, she just said that, yeah.
I think, I have a theory, especially since James Mangold directed both of these, that's actually referring to him holding X-23's hand.
Oh, yeah.
When he dies.
That would
because
make sense, yeah.
She's like the only person he loves or whatever, outside of Jean, I guess. But And also, James Mangold, I mean, yeah, he made Logan, which is amazing. And he made this, and he made probably other movies.
Dial of Destiny.
But he also made Dial of Destiny.
Yeah.
And I thought, if anything, it was going to be like Logan for Indiana Jones. And it was kind of tried that thing with it, but it didn't go...
Yeah.
it kind of backpedaled that idea.
I mean, I have a higher opinion of that movie than you do, but it's definitely was a miss. You know.
I pretty much just have a low opinion of either of the Indiana Jones sequels outside of the original trilogy.
Yeah.
I know, because funny, but why would you still have your tie on at that point? You took everything else off, not the tie.
I don't know.
But because, you know, funny. Do you wear a tie at work?
No, I don't have to.
I don't have to, but I do. I like it.
Yeah.
I feel special.
No, ties are nice. Ties are nice. Yeah. My work is... very casual, even for business casual.
Like, really? You have casual Fridays?
Yeah. But I wear a blazer sometimes.
Yeah, we have casual Fridays.
You know.
Ow, like, to get punched by Wolverine's enough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the adamantium, he probably hits like a freaking hammer.
Yeah.
He's like, if I punch him hard enough, they speak English.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that, this version of Wolverine. Well, I forgot about his Wolverine that he doesn't speak other languages and whatever.
Yeah.
Just hit him hard enough. He throws him off.
Damn.
Oh, in the pool.
Oh.
Fair enough. I didn't. That's good. I love that he could have just clawed him or whatever, but he just threw him to his death unknowingly.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd rather have. Oh, here comes.
There they are.
Cool Hawkeye and ninjas. I don't like him without a beard or without any kind of I've always seen him with a beard or something. Or a ponytail. No, but he's good. He's been in the acting business since he was a kid, like in the '60s.
Oh wow.
I know that.
Let's see.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, he's been in 114 films. Oh, he's Damn. In the new Shogun series.
Oh, yeah.
I plan on watching that, actually. It's on Hulu and Disney Plus. And, well, Hulu's on Disney Plus now.
Yeah.
It's part of it. But, it's like, I mean, basically a feudal Japan series. but it's about American explorer that crash lands in Japan during this huge feud. I mean, of course they have to throw an American in there.
Of course, of course.
But it looks, I've heard really good things about it. It looks really good. It's on Hulu. Might be in the next kind of thing I get
Yeah,
into.
looks pretty good.
But I've been into the animated stuff lately, like Invincibles.
Yeah, his
Got more
first movie
episodes
was
coming out.
1965.
Wow. Have you watched any Invincible lately or at all?
I haven't watched any at all.
Oh, I recommend it highly.
Nice.
Really good stuff. And it's the kind of thing, like, the comics are definitely more grotesque and dark and whatever, but the show itself isn't like nasty and dark and violent just for the sake of it. It's just a world with consequences and et cetera, you know, stuff like that. And it's,
Yeah.
but it's not like The Boys where it's like trying
Like
to
going
be
out of
that
its
way.
way, yeah.
It's just like, no, this is the universe. There's real consequences here. When Omni-Man smashes this regular person with his fist, they turn into a bloody pulp, et cetera, you know? When, you know, that kind of thing. But it's not like just gross out humor the whole time. Or
Nice.
just gross out the whole time. It's good. It's just a cool, it's just a good superhero show. Seth Rogen plays one of the characters. I also heard that Seth Rogen, so he produced the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah.
I heard he's also producing, I think he's also doing the Transformers animated movie. And then
Ah.
also, there's another one. I think they're doing some kind of Last Ronin movie or adaptation. I know they're doing a game too.
Hell yeah.
Ninja Turtles Last Ronin.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a God of War style game. Like modern God of War.
That sounds
Sounds
cool.
like an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would totally play that.
Because Last Ronin, with no spoilers, well, least amount of spoils possible, it's after all the Ninja Turtles have been killed, there's only one left. He's the last Ronin. He has all
Yeah.
their weapons, abilities. I won't spoil who which turtle it is, but there's also rumors that the other ones might still be alive anyways, but
Nice.
Eastman and Laird, the Ninja Turtles picked up so fast that they couldn't even really do more comics, like because it became so popular, so huge, so massive, so fast, so quickly,
Yeah.
that yeah, the Ninja Turtle shows and movies and then content, video game, all the arcade
Just
games, like all
blew
that
up
stuff
so
that
fast, yeah.
they didn't get to do, like just make Ninja Turtle comics.
Well, it's like the original
And
Ninja
like,
Turtle comics was like
oh,
Daredevil.
he has to dig out of his heart.
Oh yeah.
But either way, they're like back to doing the comics again. They're like, yeah, we finally got a point where we can actually do what we intended. We've got a lot of tangents on this one.
Yeah.
That's all right. So he has to pull the thing off his heart.
So he can start
The weird
healing
bug.
again. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was a cool maneuver.
Nice.
No, there's some cool swordsmanship choreography here.
I love a good sword fight.
Oh
Always,
yeah.
always down for that.
Oh, you got it? Yep.
Yep. little fucker.
Yeah, a little bugger. Oh yeah, it takes him a bit.
Yeah. But in typical Wolverine style, you know.
Yeah.
He's had worse injuries than that.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, pulling a weird bug out of his heart. Yeah, I mean. Oh shit. There it
There
goes.
it goes, yeah. Ooh, that was cool.
No, a really cool choreography here. Like all the dodging and rolling and here we go. That was cool. Oh, damn.
I like this here.
Gets it. The claws hit my friends.
Nice.
Damn, he shredded.
Yeah.
I mean, there had to be some roids.
I think you're right that there are adamantium blades.
Well, yeah, because he's not cutting through him.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he would cut through him like butter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't adamantium supposed... Oh, this is cool. He's like, what are you? Oh, doesn't he like stab him by stabbing himself or whatever in this part? Like,
I don't remember. Just a good old fashioned fight scene through a Japanese home in the
rain.
Oh,
they
rain.
cut through the what is it called? The paper.
Yeah.
Whatever the walls are. Or does he just pull it through himself to prove a point? I can't remember. Because coming up, this is the part he's like, what are you? He's like, I'm the Wolverine. Yeah, you go. Man, he actually showed a mercy, too. Oh, yeah, that's what happens. Monster, are you? The Wolverine.
Yeah, there you go. I like when he does those, like,
Wolverine showed
point
you
blank.
mercy.
Like claw things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool when he pulled it out. Yeah, you've done fucked up. I mean, Wolverine rarely shows anyone mercy like that.
Yeah.
I would have been too busy shitting and pissing my own pants if I came up across the Wolverine. Or actually, just a Wolverine, like in the wild.
Yeah, just a regular
they're
real life
monstrosity.
Wolverine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to fight
they're
one
like
of
a
those
big
either.
Weasel, a big weasel of claws that can like take down a moose.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they can take down a moose, but they're ferocious little fucks, and I would not want to encounter one. And you know Hugh Jackman didn't even know what Wolverines were, being Australian. He studied wolves for the character.
Yeah.
I probably have said the exact thing in the last movie, and I will probably say it again in the next one.
We'll have to say it every
I'll
time,
forget
yeah.
That I've said it. So he studied wolves for the part, and then the director told him, no, Wolverines are real. He's like, no, Wolverines are real. Yeah, they're in Canada. Oh, no. This bitch.
Cool. That was a cool shot.
Yeah.
Wolverine on a motorcycle.
Classic.
That has to be in every movie. I mean, he...
it's like one of his things. Rides a motorcycle.
Oh, she's okay. Was that just like paralysis poison or like go to sleep poison?
Something like that, I guess.
That sticks. This is still the point, especially within the X-Men movies and universe, where they're still not committed to doing comic book costumes. Actually, if anything, they've never done comic book costumes in any X-Men movie.
Yeah.
I think the closest they ever got was when Beast wore the jacket in Last Stand, and that looked like Beast at that time in the comics.
Yeah.
And he was blue. So
other than
that
it's just Deadpool in those movies. But
well, yeah, and does that even really count?
Yeah, I don't think it really counts.
But yeah, as far as like comic accuracy and stuff, I mean, Deadpool's one of the best examples of that, actually.
Yeah.
Costume, character, personality, everything. I mean, he did the emoting eyes before Spider-Man did in the movies.
Yeah.
And they didn't explain it because of technology. Where no, he just has emoting eyes because he's Deadpool, because he's a comic book character. You don't have to explain that. Like, because in the MCU, it's, oh, it's because it's tech and whatever.
Yeah, and I like the MCU. Spider-Man
suit. That makes sense within universe why his eyes would be moving. But it's also the kind of thing that who really cares? So he has to fight all these guys now?
I guess so. I think they like capture him though, or something like that.
Yeah, they all oh yeah, he doesn't want to kill this guy, right?
No, but he will.
Oh, he ultimately he will.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's like, I'm willing to kill all of you.
Well yeah, he killed those two guys without much thought. Hey, do they all have adamantium swords, or are they just ignoring that?
I don't know.
I mean, my in-universe explanation is yes, they do. But also in-universe, isn't it supposed to be so rare?
Well, they said that they've been stockpiling adamantium.
Oh, true, true, true.
So, like, I know the Silver Samurai's, like, mech
isn't
suit
adamantium
thing is
stronger
adamantium.
Than vibranium? Like, vibranium has more, like,
I think so,
qualities
yeah.
to it, like, technologically and, like, the energy absorption and whatever, but adamantium is just raw metal, like, stronger.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, the hardness scale and all that. Yeah,
like,
I think so.
Like, vibranium's incredibly hard, but it can break, like, when Thanos broke it and whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, even Thanos wouldn't be able to break Wolverine's skeleton.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Oh, yeah, they all arrow him. And this is from the comics, I think. Oh, the poison. And you know why it's poison? Because it's green.
Yeah. We wouldn't be able to
Actually,
tell
it's a,
otherwise.
It's, no, it's a marijuana arrow. He's going to get really stoked. Ouch. Now, arrows fuck up Wolverine because, like, you can't just heal. Like, you can't, like, pop that out.
Yeah, you have to pull the arrow out before you can,
yeah,
before
and
you can
then
heal.
Heal. Like, bullets, yeah, they pop out of him when he heals, but, No, it's cool seeing Wolverine, yeah, like I said, fight people that are not just another Wolverine, because he's done that in almost every movie.
Yeah.
He fights another Wolverine. Well, he fights Lady Deathstrike, and that's a cool fight. It's a cool fight. I'll give that. But and then he fights Sabretooth. Actually, he fights Sabretooth 2-3 times. In the original one, the Tyler Mane version, the other version, I forget his name. And then he fights, who's the other one that's like him?
Oh,
well, X-24, the literal clone of him.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, there's a scene in the original X-Men where he fights Mystique.
And she shapeshifts as him.
Yeah.
This movie doesn't suffer from the problem of, oh, this has to have like the aesthetic and like the type of characters of the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
It doesn't suffer from that problem. Because like in the X-Men movies, they're rarely fighting like regular people. And if they are, it's like military guys or whatever. And also, just the Silver Samurai itself, he's basically a big mech suit. Like,
yeah,
that's cool. That's
no, the setting alone for this does it a lot of favors, I think.
Also, we saw it for a brief moment, but the mech suit here, I know that's not what it is in the comics. I know in the comics it's just armor. The villain explaining everything to the hero trope. How they're going to defeat them, or how they've already monologuing. And if I was Wolverine, I'd be like, can you just stop monologuing? And if it was Deadpool, he was like, of course, you're monologuing.
To be fair, though, she was trying to get him to get his claws out, though.
He could have got her, but oh, fuck, he fucked up. This part's actually kind of gruesome, and like, I hate to think about it. When they cut his claws off.
Oh, yeah.
And then obviously he gets new ones.
Yeah.
In Days of Future Past. I mean,
yeah, they don't explain that, I don't think.
I guess it'd be easy enough to do. I guess Magneto could have done it or whatever. I don't know. In retrospect, though, when I think it's the case with X-23, we'll talk about it when we get to that movie. I think only her claws are adamantium because they realize that that could be an issue.
Right. Because
it holds back the healing factor and whatever. But
yeah.
Also, if you don't have, if without the adamantium skeleton, you can get broken bones and whatever. So I don't know what's better and whatever. But I just know. Okay. Pretty good effects, actually. I mean, like,
yeah.
I said, metal surfaces are easy to pull off. He looks like a transformer.
Yeah.
But he also suffers from he looks like a transformer.
Yeah.
Big gray.
I think they could have done something more unique with it, but I don't mind it.
It's. Well, the Iron Man movies just came out, you know. Transformers. It totally makes sense why they did this. They're like, this is where it's going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he heats it up. At least that makes sense.
Yeah.
Bug. And yeah, seeing Wolverine fight a big robot, I mean,
yeah,
we get that with the Sentinels, we get that with this, we get that with. Well, I know there's a bit in Days of Future Past where he tries to fight the Sentinel with bone claws, and he's like, "Oh fuck," he forgets.
Oh yeah, yeah. Days of Future Past was pretty good.
He just breaks his claws on it, or what? Days of Future Past is actually awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's my favorite X-Men movie, maybe.
It's up there. I don't know.
I mean, it does kind of suffer from the same issues as the other ones, but
yeah.
At least it's an interesting premise. It mixes the old and new cast. Yeah, I would say it's my favorite. My favorite X-Men movie, not my favorite X-Men adjacent movie, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, like, Logan or, like, one of the Deadpools would be my favorite X-Men adjacent movie. I forget if this is a good fight. It's an interesting fight, at least. Oh, yeah, she's actually, like, a snake. Oh, yeah, Grody. That's not the best effect. No,
I don't
not.
Like that. I don't like that.
Oh, shit. She can reasonably and feasibly and very easily, ouch, by the way,
oof,
just cut Wolverine in half and he'd be pretty fucked.
Yeah.
Because he can't. Art, sometimes in the comics, he can heal the metal. Like, it's part of him at that point. I don't know if that's how they explain it. I don't know.
I think in here,
I don't think it's that.
I think because they suck the adamantium out of him, so he has the bone claws, and I think that heals.
Well, they suck his bone marrow, right? That's why they cut the claws off. Because it was like an easy. I guess the idea is it's not something that would kill him, because he doesn't want to kill Wolverine. He just wants his powers. Like, he's actually.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of trying to be reasonable. He's like, I literally just want your powers. I'm not trying to kill you, but, well, I am kind of killing you because I'm taking away your powers, but, you know. In his eyes, he sees it as.
He's like, you want to die.
Gift. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he gets a big sword. But also simultaneously, it kind of seems like he's just trying to kill him at this point. She was bald. Was she wearing a wig the whole time, or did that come off with her skin?
I think it came off with her skin.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I guess
also
it's like...
he should have had a katana more in this movie.
Yeah.
I love Wolverine with a katana. It's awesome.
I do like this moment here where he's like the whole like remembers. He's like, you have to wield it with two hands.
Yeah.
Because it's a Japanese sword. That's a cool moment.
Look, that's not going to. Why would he even bother to be distracted? That's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, he got him in the visor. Good
shot.
Actually,
yeah, I guess he did.
Okay. Fair enough. But his head isn't actually there, is it? Isn't he just in the chest? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't think his head is actually there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a bait and switch. Like, Jackman's not holding anything there. See, yeah, his head's not actually there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the blood thing was. Oil? I don't know.
Maybe it was oil. Yeah.
Let's be real, mate. If you don't care about any of these people, you could just let go, take the hit, run off.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean... He only cares about her because, let's be honest. Damn. But then again, he also doesn't want to fall like that because that still hurts. And
that
everything.
Would hurt pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, like he still doesn't. He tries to avoid things like that. Oh. Fuck.
But we get a really cool moment though, where he regrows his claws. Why does anyone just have a gun? Like, why doesn't she just have a gun?
I don't know.
I think that would sort her out. Oh, but that's cool. Oh.
Ooh.
You're
Ouch.
Done for.
Yeah, that would do it.
Oh. That's not pleasant.
That would be sucking really out his... bad.
Yeah. Yeah, straight in your bone marrow. Fuck.
Ugh. I can't imagine how much that would hurt. Damn.
Right, yeah. Fucking brutal. See? His head's down in the torso area. How did he even see? I guess he had a screen. He had a screen in there, like an iPad.
Yeah.
Or a VR headset. I don't know. An Oculus Rift. Monologuing again. He's literally draining him. He's getting younger. Ooh.
Oof.
That's actually not a bad, I mean, it could be worse. The de-aging effect?
Yeah, it's okay.
Because they have the young actor there.
Yeah.
It's not they're de-aging just an old guy with nothing else to work on. See, it has the punchline, like Christopher Nolan says. He's okay with CGI as long as it has a practical punchline.
Yeah. I mean, any special effects should be like that.
I agree. Yeah.
Special effects should have a purpose.
It should complement something that's real. Bug stabs him with his claws. And Wolverine's like, actually, I need those. Can we just weld those back on real quick? But then he gets to finish him off, right?
I think so.
Back to bone claws. They're not bionic implants. I mean, we all know that, but for a while, that's what they said it was. That's good. The effects are, well, it's quick enough where you don't really notice.
Yeah.
Sayonara. He learned a word.
I feel like that legitimately is actually the only word he learned.
Sayonara. See, that's a good attention to detail. They're actually a bit shorter.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the coating. Then they get some. Yeah, he gets them back in the next movie, so it's not really a consequence or something else.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets them back.
They never explain it. I mean, people have their theories. Oh, Magneto did it, or I mean, I guess it would be relatively easily enough. You just have to have the adamantium, and I'm sure Beast could do something, or like,
yeah, the technology exists.
Yeah,
they did it once; they can do it again.
Yeah, just dip them. I mean, just dip them. Molten adamantium, do a dip.
Yeah, you know. It's like a chocolate ice cream cone.
Yeah, dip yeah, it's them. Like a fondue. Again. And also, Last Stand is so horny, that movie. If you haven't seen it in a while, it's an incredibly horny movie. And primarily because of Jean Grey.
Look, it's okay. I like horny movies.
Well, and the thing she does in that movie. That's cool they included her in this, because this was a good while after that movie.
Oh, yeah. I remember being kind of surprised that she was in this.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that helps kind of tie the universe together. You know, it's like, yeah, this is the X-Men universe. Because it's convoluted. We know it's convoluted. Are we going to try to make sense of it? Yeah. Like, even Days of Future Past tried to make sense of everything. Like, why everything's different and whatever. And even that causes more problems. Even as much as I like that movie.
Oh, yeah, that movie's awesome. But it doesn't make the timeline
make sense. Any less convoluted.
Yeah. If anything, it makes it more convoluted.
Well, especially when they do the ones like where James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender are like in the 80s and 90s, but then all of a sudden they're Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. Well, because like the...
Like, I get doing the 60s versions with them and even the 70s, but beyond that...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, because, yeah.
First Class is actually really good. I like First Class. I enjoyed that film.
That is a fun one. I watched that recently.
And this came out either before or after First Class. I can't remember. Because, like you said, it's in that era.
After, I think. I think it was after.
Yeah, because it's in that era where they're phasing in the new cast.
Yeah, it is. It was.
Go.
It was like they hadn't committed to a new cast yet, so they were just doing spin-off movies.
Well, I wouldn't say Wolverine Solo is really a spin-off movie, especially this one. This feels just like Wolverine Solo movie.
Yeah.
More than like X-Men Origins.
But what I mean is that they were doing like non-mainline X-Men movies.
Yeah.
You know, no, but yeah, Days of Future Past takes place like what, in the 70s?
Well, the past part, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's so that's in the 70s. And then in the original X-Men movies, there's flashbacks into the 90s with Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen. So within 15, 20 years.
Like flashbacks in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah. So like within like a decade. They went from James McAvoy to Patrick Stewart.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
I know we get a little credit scene where we see his mask, which he has still have yet to don. I know we've seen the leaked photos for Deadpool. It is astounding that it's taking this long for him to don the classic suit, or even anything close to the classic suit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were so afraid to do that back then. which kind of baffles me even then, because like the Spider-Man movie proved that you could do that kind of thing.
I'm still not sure.
Like why the original they just X-Men did leather movies. Jackets.
Yeah, they could have done something more interesting and still had a grounded, realistic approach.
Yeah.
You know. I think there is an after credit scene here in a moment, I think here.
Yeah, we get the tease. And we get the Days of Future Past tease and also the costume tease, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we get the costume tease, but we at least get the Days of Future Past.
Is that a deleted scene?
Maybe that was a deleted scene. Yeah.
Yeah, let's watch this bit. Oh, and he sets off the alarm and everything, right? The metal detector.
Yeah, so by the time that this...
Trask. So that's about...
I guess by the time that they're... That, this scene takes place, he has his metal claws back.
I guess, yeah. And Magneto's back, baby.
Oh, he doesn't have the metal claws back.
The coins aren't magnetic. He shouldn't be able to move coins. Ian McKellen. This is the first commentary we've ever had with Ian McKellen in the movie, and it's before we've done Lord of the Rings, and I feel bad.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings would be a I love those movies, but as a commentary, it would be an undertaking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Extended editions.
Yeah. If we're gonna do it, we might as well do it properly.
Even if it's just for our sake. Oh, and then Professor X pauses everybody and he's back. Because in Last Stand, he put himself in his twin brother's body or whatever. Patrick Stewart has died so many times as Professor X. Jean Grey kills him. Yeah. Scarlet Witch kills him even. X-24 kills him. Who else kills him? What else kills him?
I don't know.
But either way, they were asking Patrick Stewart if he was going to be in Secret Wars and whatever, and he was like, well, you know, my character has died so much that, but he keeps coming back, so who knows? He's going to be in it. Now I'm getting, what are you getting an ad for? I'm getting an ad for Iron Man 3.
Yeah. That's,
really?
That's exactly what I popped up, yeah.
Same year, 2013. That's actually wild. The Wolverine and Iron Man 3 came out the same year.
Yeah. Like Wolverine, I think, just... is a better movie. I mean, I don't hate Iron Man 3.
About as good as the other. I don't know.
I think the Wolverine's a little bit better than Iron Man 3. I don't hate Iron Man 3, but I think it...
Iron Man 3 tried some
cool stuff, and I think it missed in some of it. But it has some cool scenes. It has some good fight scenes and stuff. It's cool.
And even though Iron Man 2 is objectively worse, I think it's more fun than Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway. Yeah.
There's the Wolverine. Next month, we will be covering Logan at some point. Probably around the end of the month. We'll probably keep it around the end of the month, end of April.
Yeah.
Unless we do an April Fool's thing.
When does Deadpool come out?
It comes out in July. Deadpool and Wolverine.
If we do Logan in April. Yeah.
Then Deadpool in May.
And then Deadpool 2 in June.
It'll line up.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a review.
Yeah.
See, we got a plan.
Perfect. We definitely planned all of this schedule out ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'm making it up as we go.
Evil schemes.
But anyway.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Hope you enjoyed this commentary. I know we've done a lot of them lately, but we've got some cool, interesting stuff going in. Some more kind of classic Adjunct Pod ideas coming in.
Hell
coming
yeah.
soon. But if you enjoy this, or if you like any of the stuff we do, check us out on Instagram on Adjunct Pod. Give us a rating, review, give us a like on your platform of choice. And most importantly, stay safe out there. Don't drink and drive. Stay frosty, my friends.
This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. The Odd Drunk Podcast recommends you follow their Instagram and join their Facebook group for more fun content. To visit all of our current streaming and social media platforms, visit the link tree in the description. If you enjoy the show, we would be appreciated it if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts. The Odd Drunk Podcast would like to remind you to drink responsibly and not to drink and drive.